Someone is cutting a few trees down in Philadelphia. It's not someone with an axe to grind, but instead park officials say it's a sign that beavers are making a comeback in the city. WHYY first learned of this from a listener who called to say he spotted what he thought was a beaver's gnaw marks on a tree not far from the art museum. WHYY's Jimena Condi reports.
Larry Lindsay said he was walking with his wife when something caught his eye.
A beaver is living at the end of the new metal boardwalk built behind the art museum, and he's eating all of the newly planted trees.
Lindsay, who hadn't seen beavers here before, wasn't sure if the sighting was a big deal or not.
Hope you can use it. Maybe everybody knows about it already. I don't know. Thanks.
Turns out, Lindsay stumbled on something park officials have also been taking notice of. The beavers are staging a comeback.
Well, we have to take a ride. Do you want to do that first?
Yeah,
to where they are?
Okay. Tom Whitmer is with Philadelphia Parks and Recreation. He says the beaver population went locally extinct in the mid-1850s. But he says in the past decade, they have seen evidence of more beavers in the area. One area in particular where Philadelphia has seen beaver activity is in West Philadelphia. There's an area of Cobbs Creek that runs through Haddington Woods.
There you go. So we're now looking at a number of trees that are about 15 years old that have been felled recently by beavers.
A black willow tree, a black cherry tree, some hickories and oaks have been totally cut down at their base or are close to coming down. Whitmer says the department has put a lot of effort to promote growth in Haddington Woods. In a way, the beaver activity is proof that their efforts are working.
That's partly due to both water quality and streamside vegetation improvements, and so that's a good thing. The challenging part is too much of a good thing can sometimes not be a good thing. So.
Lindsay says he's happy to hear his beaver sighting was not a total anomaly. Jimena Condi, WHYY News.